Unit 2. Listening. Exercise 3. You will hear someone talking about a colour exhibition.
Now, I'd like to welcome onto our show today Darren Whitlock, who's going to tell us about a very vibrant exhibition.
Thanks, Melanie. Yes, in fact, it's an exhibition called Eye for Colour. It's packed with hands-on exhibits and interactive displays, and it explores the endless ways in which colour shapes our world. Now, there are 40 exhibits altogether that come under 6 main sections. Sadly, I haven't got time to tell you about them all today, so let me just give you a taste of what's on offer. So, to start off, there's a section simply entitled Seeing Colour, which is, well, as the title suggests, about how we do just that. And it's a good starting point because, basically, you look at the museum gallery through a giant eyeball that's standing on a circular foot. What you don't know is that this houses a 32-inch camera and screen, and the overall effect of these is quite amazing. Another section that's very interesting is called Colour in Culture. Here, there are a number of activities designed to illustrate the powerful links that exist between colour and certain aspects of our lifestyle. And this is done through a range of images and objects. You can visit the Colour Cafe that contains meals that really make you question how conditioned you are. How hungry do you feel if you're faced with a plate of pink and green fried eggs and blue sausages, for example? This section also includes activities that give visitors some idea of what it's like to view the world with a visual disability, which is something that many people have to do. Then there's a Colour in Nature section, designed to illustrate the many amazing colours that we see everywhere around us, from rainbows to autumn leaves, and to give us an idea of what it's like surviving in the external environment. So, you can try camouflaging yourself. This really is one for the kids, dressing up in a suit and then selecting a background where, to all intents and purposes, you disappear. And you can look at the world through the eyes of a dog or fish. What do these creatures really see? I'd recommend ending the trip with a visit to the Mood Room, which explores the influence of colour on the way we feel. Here, you can lie back and listen to music as a projector subtly alters the lighting in the room, and with it, the atmosphere. How does each colour affect your emotions? You'll be surprised.